Good morning, Victoria. It's Sunday, July 19th.
4,000 lightning strikes in a single day. BC went from about 20 fires to more than 100.
Five of them landed here on the island. That's where we start.
So Friday's storm system just lit the province up. The BC Wildfire Service counted more than 4,000 lightning strikes in one day.
And you can watch the numbers move almost hour to hour. Wednesday morning, crews were looking at about 20 fires, quiet season by the standards of the last few years.
And by Saturday,
roughly 113 burning across the province. About 100 of those started since Friday, so basically the whole map filled in over a weekend.
Here's the part that gets me. Of those 4,000 strikes, 1,382 came down inside the coastal fire center. That's our backyard.
Right. Five new fires on the island, all north of Parksville, all discovered Thursday, all blamed on the lightning. So this isn't a careless campfire story. This is the sky doing it.
And the one people should actually keep an eye on is up near Sayward.
That's the island's only out-of-control fire right now. It's along Highway 19 near the Eve River. As of Saturday morning, it was estimated at a tenth of a hectare.
A tenth of a hectare? That's small. Should we be worried?
It's the word that matters more than the size. Out of control just means crews don't have a line around it yet. Small can stay small, or the wind can have other ideas.
And the rest of the island cluster looks calmer?
Better, yeah. Three were being held, one was under control, and there was a sixth near Fanny Bay, cause listed as under investigation, that crews brought under control Saturday afternoon.
So the real trouble isn't here, it's in the interior.
The southern interior's taking the worst of it. The Thompson-Nicola Regional District ordered 131 properties near Big Bar Lake and Meadow Lake evacuated Friday. That's the 59 Creek Fire, up around 40 hectares.
131 families packing a bag on a Friday night. That's the whole thing in one number.
It is. For us on the island, the takeaway is simpler. It's dry, it's July, and it turns out you don't need a spark from a person to start 100 fires. You just need a storm.
Okay, few quick things before you head out. Sunrise was 5:32 this morning, sunsets at 9:06 tonight.
And 15 days till Symphony Splash, so if you don't have a blanket spot picked out on the Inner Harbor yet, the clock's running.
Couple of things on the roads. There's a closure today, Sunday, noon to 2 for a special event. Check the signage for the detour.
And later this month, Tuesday the 28th into Wednesday the 29th, single lane alternating traffic on some local roads. Soil testing. So somebody with a clipboard will be waving you through.
And for the civic-minded, City of Victoria's Committee of the Whole meets Thursday the 23rd at 9. Public's welcome.
That's it for this morning. Keep an eye on the air if you're heading north, and give the Sayward crews a good thought.
Enjoy the long evening. Sun's up till 9:06.
We're back tomorrow at 7. Take care, Victoria.